You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Preston. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am, and I've been waiting for you for an hour and 5 minutes now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I just logged on. It's overtime for me. It's not my time. They enlisted me and asked me if I would come in. So I'm glad I came in, so I was able to help. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am. You're calling from my insurance, right?
I'm not calling. You're calling roadside assistance who works for your insurance company to help their customers find roadside assistance.
Yes, sir.
All right. So are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Can you please provide me with your first name?
First name is Levy. L-E-V-Y.
L-E-V-Y? And you are the registered policy holder?
Yes, I am.
And may I have your last name?
Yes. Rabinowitz, that's spelled R-A-B-I-N-O-W-I, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra.
And can I have a good phone number in case we're disconnected?
Let me give you my cell. Right now we're talking on my landline. So here's my cell. 949-836-7609.
760 what?
Nine.
Nine? Okay. And would you like to receive text? I got you.
Yeah, you can send me text to the... Yes.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. And may I please have your policy number?
Let me go to my car and get it. Hold on, please.
Sure.
Okay. Okay, I'm getting it out right now. Okay, here it is.
6541 321 101. Okay. What is your zip code, sir?
92620.
So let me repeat to you back the number you gave me, the policy number. You said 6-5.
Okay, hold on, let me get it out. I put
okay.
it back. So.
Sure,
go ahead.
No problem. 6-5. Okay, 6500-451-320-101. Is that correct?
Correct. Yep.
Okay. And okay, and let's see. Your first name is Levy, L-E-V-Y. Your last name is Rabinowitz, R-A-B-I-N-O-W-I-Z-I-T-Z, correct? All right. What is your vehicle identification number?
I have to go back out again.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Four. T as in Tom.
Four.
One.
T as in Tom. Mm-hmm.
I'll start from the beginning. Four.
Go.
T as
Go
in
ahead.
Tom. One. B as in boy. One. One. H as in house. K as in kilo. Eight. K as in kilo. U. Seven. Two. Six. Zero. Eight. Three.
Okay. So, are there any dashes in your policy number? Don't worry about going back out. Okay, no? Okay, good.
No dashes.
All right, so the computer has been unable to locate your policy. No.
I gave you all the information you required.
Yes, you did. Not doubting that. But the computer has not been able to locate it. And because a computer has not been able to locate it, I can offer you customer's policy. I can offer you an out-of-pocket expense where you can present those expenses back to your insurance company for reimbursement consideration.
No, sir, I will not do that. I'm entitled to free road service assistance. It's covered by my policy, and that's what I want to get.
Yeah, only I'm unable to do that. I'm unable to do it due to the fact that...
Hold on. Why don't you repeat the VIN number that I gave you?
Okay. We can do that. I've copied and pasted. And so the VIN number that you gave me is 4, T as in Tom, 1, B as in boy, 1, 1, H as in house, K as in kilo, 8, K as in kilo, U as in umbrella, 7, 2, 6, 0, 8, 3.
Correct.
Yeah. I didn't repeat it with you after I took it from you because I knew I recorded it correctly. But at the moment, I am messaging my lead person to let them know that I cannot find. And I only did that because I messaged them because I know that What happens next? They go and they try to find it for themselves.
Because
I'm my lead person, because I'm requiring help, letting them know that I'm unable to locate your policy, and so now they, being more experienced and over me in position, will go ahead and do the same thing. And if they cannot find it, they're going to tell me to do what I told you I can do for you. And so
how long will it take until they get back to you with an answer?
I don't know, but it doesn't take long most of the time. It 5 minutes at the most.
May I have your name, please? I never got your name.
Preston. My name is Preston.
Preston. Okay, and Preston, what is the tow company that you are calling from?
I'm not calling you from a tow company.
Yeah.
From a tow company. I am the roadside assistance company that works on behalf of your insurance company to find you.
What is the name of the tow company, sir?
There's no one specific name. We call multiple tow truck companies to find someone that will say yes to your job. Now, if you're asking me about tow truck companies that you can probably call in your neighborhood by Googling tow truck companies.
No, sir, I'm not doing any of that. I'm not doing any of that. I'm paying insurance. My car is insured. I'm entitled to free roadside assistance. That's all I'm doing.
Yes, okay. But please don't yell at me, sir. I'm trying to help you. And so please
yeah,
don't.
Yeah, but so far you have not been able to. So are we still waiting for your lead person to come back to you?
Yes, they're checking. At the moment, they said that they are checking. And so they're
okay.
going to do the same thing I did. And if they come up with nothing as I did, then the only other thing that we can do is offer you an out-of-pocket expense.
I understand. You told me that, and I will refuse to do it. So let's wait and see what they say.
Yes. And you are with Horace Mann, correct?
Yes. Yes. So you're saying that based on the policy number I gave you and the VIN, you cannot find exactly what? What are you looking for?
Your policy.
You cannot find my policy?
It's the computer is not generating anything for a search. Because when you give me information, I input it, and then I hit the word search. And the computer system generates whatever it can find. It has found nothing. And I repeated the VIN number back to you. I repeated policy number back to you. And it has not generated any find. It has not found any policy.
That's ridiculous. Yes.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. If you have roadside assistance on your insurance, then I agree with you that it's ridiculous that it has not found it. But it won't be the first. I mean, it's not the first, and it won't be the last. But I have done all that I can. Yeah. I'm waiting for an answer. He asked me what I asked you. He asked me about, he said, they are with Horace Mann, correct? And that's when I asked you the question, and I answered yes. So I'm still waiting for an answer.
Okay.
Do you know how much your coverage is for, sir? how much you're covered for?
What do you mean, how much my premium is?
Not your premium, sir.
Okay.
When a person has roadside assistance coverage, they're covered for a certain amount of mileage or a certain amount of dollars. Do you know whether you what you're covered for? Either.
I don't remember from the top of my head, but now I'm going to look at the policy as we talk.
Because this is what the my lead person has.
So I'm looking at the policy right now. Okay, do you still have my policy number in front of you? Hello? Hello? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Okay. So I think you're right. I know why I cannot find it. Because I'm looking at the policy, and you're saying you are emergency road service, right?
Yes.
Okay, so under the policy it says declined.
Why?
So I guess I don't have it.
Oh. Well, I can still help you with an out-of-pocket expense. If you want
to. How much is the expense?
That I won't know until I speak to a service provider. And just like I said to you earlier, sir, it was only a suggestion that you can Google tow truck companies in your area to see if you can find one that will do the job for you. And because you're calling and you're not covered, you don't have roadside assistance coverage, and you're paying out of pocket, you would probably do better to call these companies on your own, because we are a big company, and they will think that we are the ones paying, just like it would be your insurance company that's paying. And so if they think we're paying, they will try to charge us a little more than usual. But if they know that there is a person, an individual, calling to have this, you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. I'm calling my insurance agent right now. So thank you. Bye.
All right.